Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Show's being brought to you by CDWG, bringing together experts, technologies, and partners like Dell to turn complexity into simplicity. IT orchestration by CDWG, people who get it. I just find it hard to believe that if Steven Strasburg went to Maddox and Baker and said, guys, I'm getting the ball. I don't feel good, but I'm getting the ball. That they'd say, no, we're going to go with Tanner Roark. It's clear to me that he hedged and said, I just don't feel well enough. I can't start for you. And I'm not going to fault him for that if he's sick. The problem is then the way that this was relayed, where everyone in the baseball world, read some of the quotes from some of the Mark DeRosa, former National, players around the sport that were in Barry Svrluga's columns about what they'd be thinking if they were Strasburg's teammate. And these quotes are coming out because of what was said at the press conference about him being under the weather, not him being sick.
This is simple. This is from Mark Teixeira on ESPN. Unless the guy is in the hospital and getting fluids and can't even go to the ballpark, he's got to be on the mound. From David Ross. Teixeira's partner as an analyst and former Cub. If I'm his teammate, I can't look him in the eye.
What did DeRosa say?
I had Mark Teixeira. I didn't have a DeRosa comment.
Okay, my bad.
Comment.
So it's Teixeira and Ross. I like the Teixeira cut a lot. Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. We'll start on line one with Chris in Silver Spring. I believe he drove Tanner Roark in an Uber recently. What's up, Chris? How are you?
What's up? I'm doing great, fellas. Great to be on the show. Yeah, so I am an Uber driver. Spent 14 days on average on the road. And last Tuesday, the last practice before the game, I picked him up from the stadium and drove him home. Here's what I know. He's known since then that he was starting game four. This guy is a gamer. And what I would tell the Nats Nation, who sound, in my opinion, like a bunch of bedwetters right now, do not underestimate what it's like to be a Chicago kid tasked with an elimination game in your hometown. That's big time. Second, and I think we're over-glossing this scenario, is you could roll out that kid pitcher from the Rookie of the Year movie to pitch tonight's game. It doesn't matter as long as Trey Turner can't figure out a way to get on base and the Nats figure out a way to hit.
Chris, that's correct. But let me ask you a question before you go. And what I would ask you, he's gone. All right, hang with him a little longer if you could. What I would have asked him, though, is, because this is an opinion that people have. The opinion that people have is, Tanner Roark's known all along he was going to start. And he's from Chicago. He pitches well at Wrigley Field. Nothing matters when Strasburg's on normal rest. Nothing matters if Scherzer's available. The ceiling for those two guys is too much higher. The floor for those two guys is too much higher. Strasburg did not give up a hit until the sixth inning against this lineup when he pitched in game one. Should have won.
I will not allow this to be a debate. Bless you, Grant Paulson, for your patience. Nationals fans, get on the level of baseball fans across America. Get on this level. I feel bad for Tanner. He's good, too. Silence. Be silent. This is Steven Strasburg. He is the ace. He is the stud. He got all the huge monies. That is the guy. If he's available to go, he goes. There's no more discussion. You don't get to have an opinion if it's, maybe they are better with Tanner. If Steven Strasburg can take the frickin' ball, he takes the frickin' ball. Here's what I can't get past. I'm sorry to cut you off. He threw his I'm too sick to pitch on Wednesday, bullpen on Monday. Now that we have the timeline, even though Dusty said something completely incorrect when he was at the podium. He threw his bullpen on Monday.
Normal.
Saying, I'm too sick to pitch on Wednesday. Okay? He was at the ballpark on Tuesday playing catch with his teammates. Either something has been handled grossly irresponsibly by medical staff, or they just ignored symptoms.
Let me clarify that.
Giving him treatment.
With fewer baseball terms for people listening. 2 days before your normal start, you throw a bullpen session, which is what he did. Rizzo was on with the Junkies and said he came out of that bullpen session and told the coaching staff, including Mike Maddox, I'm probably not well enough to go. I just don't know how much I can give you. 2 full days before the start. What Danny's saying correctly is, at that point, if he doesn't feel great, they send you back to the hotel. you have 2 days, basically, of getting whatever medicines and Z-Packs and fluids, anything you need.
Every treatment under the sun to make this star available to you.
This is not like you and I in Chicago where we walk to the pharmacy and we get some DayQuil. The Nationals have the ability then to treat him for 2 days and work miracles to get him back on the mound.
And you know for a fact, somehow, yesterday he's going to be too sick to pitch today based on Monday's I'm too sick bullpen, and then you just had him around the team.
Not only that, they knew after the bullpen session, which was 2 days before yesterday.
There is something rotten here. And I don't, and Mike Rizzo is doing whatever he can to kind of cover it. You could see all the statements that are getting pushed out by the Nationals where they're trying to cover for something. I don't know what that is. I really don't. I just know that if he was this sick that he can't possibly go today, you ran the risk of infecting the entire team with this norovirus, with whatever the hell this is, this Ebola-like plague that somebody's dealing with. This is either irresponsible or someone's lying.
Let's go to Bill in Manassas on line two. Bill, thanks for the call on Grant and Danny. What's up?
How you doing, folks?
Good. What's up, man?
I think that Baker has to go. He doesn't know what he's doing, and he just doesn't know how to manage. He's just ridiculous.
Thanks for the call, Bill. Look, Dusty shouldn't lose his job over this, okay? If Dusty's not going to be back next year, it should be based on in-game decisions. It should be based on strategy. And frankly, the only thing that should matter is who's available and are they better than him. Dusty Baker, there's a real good possibility, will be the best available manager for this team this offseason. And if that's the case, he should be re-signed. I'm on record as saying, as of right now, my plan would be to bring Dusty Baker back. John Farrell, for the record, lost his job in Boston, been to the division series, couldn't get out the last 2 years, so they fired him today. He has won a World Series. He has won 3 division titles. That's a guy I'd want to interview. That doesn't mean he's going to be a better option for this team than Dusty Baker. But because Steven Strasburg can't go, and I think that that's what triggered this whole thing, Baker was probably trying to cover for Stras as best as he could, and he just did a bad job. That's my assessment as to what happened. I think rather than saying he threw this bullpen, he felt under the weather, he just doesn't know if he's going to have endurance. He didn't want to get into all the specifics. You don't give as much information as you have to the media. I just think he did a bad job covering for him. But that should be the 1,000th reason why, if you decide he's not coming back, he shouldn't come back. And I'm not there yet. I don't think anybody should have made that decision to this point yet. This is a good manager who's done a good job here. He did a terrible job, in my opinion, in Game 3, as we've covered. But the reason that they're down in this series is not because of Dusty Baker. It's because the lineup cannot hit. That's why they're down in this series. They'd be either done with the series or up 2-1 if Baker was managing a lineup that could hit right now. Matthew in Fredericksburg, you're on the Fan. What's up?
Hey, guys. First of all, love the show. I'm a little bit of an optimist, so bear with me. Tanner Roark is known for, correct me if I'm wrong, but a ground ball pitcher. So maybe, you know, on his good days, he's great. He gets the defense involved. Maybe that's what they need to get it engaged in the game, kind of wake themselves up and get some early hit. But put your tinfoil hats on me with me for a minute here. Maybe this is absolute genius. Maybe they have given the Cubs the advance notice that Roark's pitching so that, A, they're going to game plan for that, knowing the whole time that Strasburg is ready to go. He did everything, as you said, Danny, that a normal pitcher would do. You know, and he made the call early that he couldn't go. Well, why would he do that?
Maybe they're covering that. Thanks for the call. You've got to announce your starter, and you're not allowed the okey-doke teams. I mean, they'd have to make another announcement, I'm sure, today, and there'd have to probably be a reason to do so. I really don't believe you're allowed to. But also, they wouldn't have dealt with all this controversy and turmoil. They're getting crushed by every paper in town and every national radio show and TV show all day today for the handling of this. That doesn't in any way benefit your ball club. Then just what do you trying to surprise people for? You got Strasburg. Here's the surprise. 98 fastball, curveball, changeup, slider. He's going to put you down 6 innings in a row without giving up more than a run or two. You don't need like circus freak acts when it comes to Strasburg exactly. Throwing. We're going to prank you so that you're not prepared for the best pitcher in the sport since the All-Star break. I don't see that. I like the positivity on Roark, though. We'll talk to Barry Sferluga of the Washington Post. Nobody in town more plugged in on baseball, and I'm not sure anybody in town went as hard as he did after the Nationals for their handling of this. We'll get to him next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.